It's been just a day since an email from the Trump administration hit federal workers' inboxes, inviting nearly all federal employees to resign. They were told if you do it by February 6, you can keep your pay through the end of September. Already, unions and attorneys who represent federal employees are sending out their own urgent message. Don't resign. NPR's Andrea Hsu has more.
Jim Eisenman was in the middle of teaching a law and policy class yesterday when a student brought up the Trump administration's offer.
I had no idea what she was talking about.
Eisenman worked inside the federal government before becoming partner with the Alden Law Group representing federal workers. Once he heard the details, he knew it didn't sound right. The memo from the Office of Personnel Management, or OPM, told workers they could resign under something called a deferred resignation program. Eisenman knew there was no such thing.
It's not based on any law or regulation or anything really other than an idea they cooked up to get federal employees out of the government.
Federal employees suspected as much, too. On Reddit and elsewhere, they expressed confusion and disbelief. The memo was unclear. Could they really quit and still get paid for 8 months? Later, OPM sent out an FAQ clarifying that employees who choose to resign would not be expected to work, except in rare cases. Still, Eisenman is cautioning federal workers to be wary. Even if they accept the offer to be paid through September 30th,
there's no guarantee other things won't happen to them between now and then, like they won't get fired for some other reason.
Another red flag for federal workers was that the email came directly from OPM. That's not normal. Federal workers say communications regarding personnel matters always come from their agencies. Matthew Biggs says the administration doesn't have the authority to go around the agencies. He's president of the International Federation of Professional and Technical Engineers. That's a union representing roughly 30,000 federal workers.
What a reckless and irresponsible thing to do, to send out something like that.
Biggs is calling the email a resignation threat, pointing to language in the memo that warns employees who choose to remain in their jobs that the future of their positions and their agencies is not assured. Now, the OPM email that went out noted that some federal employees are not eligible to resign, including people working in immigration enforcement and national security. Nevertheless, Biggs says some of his members who are doing those jobs got the email, including immigration judges and others.
We represent people that do cybersecurity at NASA and other places. At the Navy Yards, we represent folks that prepare these submarines and these aircraft carriers to go out to sea.
He can't believe that they, too, have been invited to quit.
What if all these people accepted the offer? What would that do to our national security? What would it do to public services in general?
Other federal employee unions call the resignation offer a hostile effort to disparage employees and disrupt essential services like food safety inspections or taxpayer assistance. One called it a purge of the federal government.
That's absolutely false.
Caroline Leavitt is White House press secretary. She says this is a great option for federal workers who don't want to return to the office 5 days a week.
This is a suggestion to federal workers that they have to return to work. And if they don't, then they have the option to resign. And this administration is very generously offering to pay them for 8 months.
It's likely that in a workforce of more than 2 million people, there will be some takers, especially among those who do work remotely and can't easily relocate to be near a federal office. But for many federal employees, serving the American people is what they chose to do. Only now under Trump, those who want to keep doing it may not have that opportunity. Andrea Hsu, NPR News, Washington.